specialist ourselves. We're trained to do many medical things, and we can certainly talk to the ground and the doctors there, and we do that usually the first chance we get. Over. You know, we don't always agree. I don't think we usually argue, but we find a way to decide what we will do as a team. Over. Daniel, personally, I do, but I haven't seen any myself. I'm always looking. Over. My best experience, Leah, is just living every single day up in space, waking up in the morning and realizing that everything is still floating, including me. I really love living up here. Over. Nico, we practice the important things over and over again, training for emergencies, some of the more complicated things that we do, like capturing the Japanese supply ship last week with a robotic arm. We practice, and it really helps, even though sometimes it's boring. Over. Well, Alicia, the Earth is part of the universe, and that's why I like living in space, in that I am orbiting the Earth, but I have a very nice view of the rest of the universe, and it's our neighborhood. Over. Simona, I love seeing the Earth from space. It is beautiful every single time I look down. The weather is different somewhere. The sun angle is different. I see something else. It's night. It's day. It's beautiful. Over. For me, it's actually never, ever boring. There's always something that needs done here on the space station, and there's always a way to go, or there's always looking out the window, which is never boring. Over. Tobias, when we wake up in the morning, there's a schedule on board, and it tells us what we need to do, because people on the ground have figured out what needs to be done, and also what order to do it in and who does it when, so that we don't all try to do work in the same place. Sometimes I wish for one, but truthfully, every day, if you did that, you'd have to clean up the shower all the time because water would be everywhere. And we take a sponge bath, and it works out just fine. Over. Simona, it takes only 8.5 minutes. Isn't that fantastic? It's an amazing journey, and I came here in a Russian rocket called the Soyuz. Over. Alicia, we did see fireworks. We had to be flying over someplace on the Earth where it was midnight and it was dark, and we did see fireworks over Spain, and just last night, I saw fireworks over China, a lot of them, everywhere, and I think it's because it was Chinese New Year. Over. Maximilian, it costs a lot of money, and that's what we need to fix. We need to make it so it's easier to go to space so more people can do it. It's, for my government, I think, paid about $55 million. It's really a lot of money. Over. Samuel, I have not done a spacewalk yet. I hope to, but we'll see. And the temperature depends whether you're in the sun or in the shadow on the other side of the Earth. And it's either very, very cold or very warm, but in our spacesuit, it always feels the same. Over. Leah, it's actually always dangerous in space, and we understand that before we come, and we practice for the most dangerous situations. And just last week, we had an important electrical problem that could have taken power to most of the space station. But we are trained to make sure that we understand what to do in those situations, and it was fine. Over. I can see the planets much like you see the planets, Dina. They just look like very bright stars to me. I think they're a little bit easier because I'm not looking to see, because I'm not looking through the atmosphere. Over. Well, Madeline, I get to stay on board until the middle of May. That's about 3.5 more months, and I will tell you that right now, I don't really want to go home. I'd like to stay here even longer than May. Over. years above the Earth, Nico. And that's the last question. I want to thank all of you for the very, very good questions. It shows to me that you're curious and you have the courage to ask questions that you think are interesting. And if they're interesting to you, they're interesting to someone. So never hesitate to ask them. And I'd like to wish you a very good day, and we'll have a great work day here on the ISS. Over.